All right, and welcome to the 9th episode of the Extra Inning Softball Podcast. My name is Carlos Arias, and my co-host is Brent Eads, the executive editor and creator of Extra Inning Softball. What's up, Brent?
Hey, good to be with you guys.
All right, and tonight we have two very special guests, fresh off the top of the 2020 Extra Elite 100 rankings that just came out this past weekend on Extra Inning Softball. The top-ranked 2020 player in the nation from Colony High in Texas, representing Texas Glory and a future Boomer Sooner, Jada Coleman. Jada, how you doing?
Hi, Carlos. How are you?
All right. Good to have you. And coming in at number 2 in the nation on the 2020 Extra Elite 100, from St. Anthony High in Long Beach, California, the LBC, home of Snoop Dogg and G-Funk, representing OC Backbusters, Tiara Jennings. Tiara, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Well, hey, girls. Exciting time of the year right now. We got all the fall action in full gear right now. You guys are out there playing games every weekend. First of all, Jada, let's talk about you. How are things going with the Texas Glory?
Oh, it's great. We're having a good fall season so far. We went down to Houston a couple times playing the Bombers and just trying to get a whole bunch of touches before the summer starts.
And Coach Kevin Shelton is really excited about, you know, the players you guys have. You know, how are you feeling about the new look and maybe some of the new players and the new players? How's it looking?
It looks good. We have a lot of new faces, a lot of young talent, and I'm excited to get to see the full potential and what we can do this summer.
Boy, I was looking at your guys' roster, and it's like the Bible. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lots of players, lots of talent. Tiara, tell me about you guys, the OC Batbusters, with Coach Mike Stith this past week. You guys had the Batbuster Firecracker organizational workout. I know you guys you guys won the PGF shootout. How's it looking with the Batbusters?
It's looking pretty good. We have a lot of new faces, like Jada said, and that's our team too. We have a lot of young talent, a lot of girls who are good, ready to compete, and I'm excited to see how this is all going to be put together. So we're just working hard, getting ready for the fall, and it's looking good.
Right. Well, let me throw it over to Brent Eads. It's Brent Eads with 2 T's. Brent, get him with your questions.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting. You know, before we came on, Tiara, you said that you know Jada. How did you guys meet? How do you know each other? Was it, you know, on campus at Oklahoma on a visit or a camp? Or how did you guys come across each other?
We actually met in Oklahoma at a camp, I think. And our bond just kind of started from there. Of course, social media, and that has a big part to do with it. So we keep in touch. And over the summer, we've just been competing with each other. And, you know, it's a cool bond that we have. And I think I just can't wait to see what we have in college.
Jada, how about you? What were your first thoughts when you saw her?
I'm pretty sure it was at a Oklahoma camp. And I remember we were, like, playing. I was like, we have the same type of energy, the way we play. And I can most definitely see her as a future teammate and a future friend. And I can't wait to meet everyone in our class and just get to know everyone and connect so we got good chemistry and just get ready to go for our first year coming up.
Now, you have a year before you hit Oklahoma, but have you guys been – talked to from Coach Gasso or JT or others about positions that you'll play or potentially to play when you reach Norman?
They always ask us like what we would play, but I'm kind of just going in there to compete and look for any spot, not just shortstop. I'm open to anything, so I kind of will talk about it more when we get there.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're just going to have to go there and compete for a spot and just get everyone aligned to where we can be the most successful. I don't think it really matters exactly what position I play. I just want us to be the most successful team that we can be, and having a college world national championship ring just trumps anything. Just rather be on the field.
You're both outstanding infielders. Have you, middle infielders, have you been playing other positions either in high school and club? Jade, have you been playing outfielder? Tierra, have you played third base, for example? Or what's your versatility is key. You guys are outstanding athletes, and we'll get into more of that later. But in terms of other positions, have you had a chance to do that in the last year or so?
I have. On the USA team, I played a little bit of short, a little bit of second, some first, and a lot of outfield. I learned a lot, and I've really never played a lot of outfield before this year, but getting like a real outfield coach, Coach Tony, he taught me a lot in the outfield, which I thought was good, playing new positions.
Yeah. Right. Gary, how about you? What positions have you played along the shortstop?
Yeah, in high school, I play second base, so I have a lot of experience playing short and second. For travel last year in the summer, the fall, I've been playing some third base and have some experience there. Outfield, not so much, but when I get put in there, I think I just have to adjust, and I'll be fine to adjust with it. So.
Okay, nice. before we become best friends and teammates and everything, you guys still have a big, long year going. And TRA, you're on the Bat Busters, ranked number 2 in the nation by extra innings softball. And Jada, Texas Glory, number 11, right in there in the mix. TRA, how are you going to approach this season? What are you guys looking to accomplish? You came close 2 years ago for the runner-ups. And then you guys, I think, were 5th last year, if I'm not mistaken. Give me your thoughts on it. I mean, does it feel like there's some unfinished business? What are you thinking about?
Yes, a lot of unfinished business. I think we need to come out, and especially being my last year, I think we've finished strong. And, hopefully compete for that national championship at the end of the day. I think we have a good shot this year, as long as we compete, stay healthy. So, of course, a lot of unfinished business, but we have for sure have a lot of work to do. So.
And Jada, you with the Texas Glory, I think you guys got a bunch of players from Team Mizuno Impulse. There's, like you said, there's a whole new look. What are your guys' goals you're trying to finish up in your senior year?
I think Kevin's very good at trying to prepare us for college. Yes, it's a good goal to try to win the Colorado tournament or to win PGF, but I think the best thing for us is just to mature as players and work towards getting better for college and getting more prepared. We combined with Mizuno Impulse, and I wasn't played with them this past summer, so we're gonna have to communicate a little bit more and just get on the same page and get with our same goals.
Right on. And Tiare, what were your first thoughts when you saw Jada? You guys were at that camp. I'm sure you had seen her at tournaments before, or maybe not. Maybe you've heard of her. What did you think when you saw her on the field and, got a good look at her before you talked to her?
Yeah, she's an awesome player. Of course, I've heard about her. Everybody knows who Jada Coleman is. And when I saw her at the camp, I was like, wow, she is amazing. Her energy, the way she plays, her swag. She definitely is a really great player, and I'm just excited to get to know her a little bit more.
And Jada, same thing for you. You probably had heard about TRA too, and what were your first thoughts when you first saw her on the field?
Oh yeah, I've heard a lot about Tiara and her accolades that she's got, and the first time I saw her play, I was like, oh yeah, she's for sure an Oklahoma player. We fit into that same category of having confidence and knowing what we're doing and having swag, and I think she's for sure an Oklahoma player.
Right on, Brent. You want to get in there?
I love that. You're saying she's an. Define what an Oklahoma player is. That's you can't just leave us with that. What makes, you know, a Boomer Sooner? And one of the things that, as I've talked to recruits over the years, you know, I've talked to some that when they get on campus, you know, they go out on the field and they can see themselves playing there. They see the crowd. It's almost like a vision. What is it about Coach Gasso's legacy, the community, the environment that makes an Oklahoma player and obviously all Americans up and down the lineup for it seems like the last 20 years?
Yeah, you can just tell, like, when you're an Oklahoma player, you play clean, defense, you're having fun out there, you're not having too much fun, you're focused and you're locked in, and you get the job done, and you just come in with big times. You tend to be the leader on the field, people tend to follow, and you just try to lead them in the right direction, and Ciaro for sure has been leading her OT bat blusters in the right direction, and yeah, that's why I kind of think of an OU player as just a good leader that has clean defense, has good technique in the batter's box, and just good all-around player in general.
Sorry, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with Jada. You know, not only Coach Gasso, her legacy is just keeps going on and on, and with her morals and values, I think that each player that coming in is strong, is built. Their defense is awesome. Their hitting is great. They just get the job done. And I think at the end of the day, that's Oklahoma's foundation is just that's what they're building towards. So I totally agree with Jada.
Right on. And another thing I wanted to bring up too, when I think of an Oklahoma player, I think of somebody walking up, hitting screaming liners, dingers, diving for every play. I mean, does that kind of get you motivated when you get out there at these camps? Like, you know, it seems like both of you thrive on that kind of, you know, pressure and excitement. I mean, Tiara, you want to start?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you build off energy from one another, and I think that's not like what Oklahoma has. They build off energy from each other. And that's what makes them play so good. And I think definitely good players rise at hard situations and tough situations with pressure. And I think that not only me, but Jada also, what we look for is we want that pressure and we step up in big situations.
Jada, can you talk about that? That you guys seem to, you know, both you and Tiara seem to embrace those kind of situations. You seem to really thrive on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember Coach Gasso, I think he was in an interview, and he was talking about how big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And I feel like being surrounded by great players just makes you want to be great. And they're in that environment all the time, so when they get in that kind of tight situation, they know how to handle it. They, even when they fail, they know it's okay, somebody's got my back, but we've all been through this before.
I feel like if I went to one of those camps, like a game of Pepper would be intense. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Our Uno, yeah, for sure. Our Uno game night is intense.
Yes, game nights are even crazy.
That's awesome. All right, get in there.
You know, I think it's interesting that you guys have played at a top level of club play, and what is it about playing with the Glory or the Bat Busters? You know, you guys have won national championships. What is it that makes Texas Glory so good, or the OC Bat Busters? Is it the style of coaching of Coach Shelton and Coach Stith, or is it the talent that's brought in? Is it the continuity? Is it what is it? Let's start with Jada. What makes the Texas Glory organization one of the best? And then Tiara, we'll throw it to you.
I think it's all those combined. Just Kevin's very detailed in everything that he coaches. Like in our practice, we don't do a lot. We do a lot, but it's not like exhausting. It's more like mental work and working on IQ type things and making the small things routine. And also getting in good players, like seeing who's really showing out in big time situation and getting those players to us. And yeah.
Shari?
Yes, being a bat buster, we are held at a higher standard and expectation, and Coach Mike, he puts a lot of emphasis on our flaws, and so every time we're in the cage, every time we're on the field, we are constantly picking at our flaws and trying to, you know, get them better and get ready for college at that level, because as bat busters, that's what we are held to do, and I think that's really going to help me prepare for college.
Carlos?
Yeah, right on. Hey, so this past weekend, Tiara, you were out at the Batbusters Firecrackers organizational workout, and it was out in Lake Elsinore at the Rosetta Canyon Ballpark?
Yes, Rosetta Canyon, yes.
And my buddy Manny Alvarez was out there covering for us. And look, first of all, it looked gorgeous, the sky and the fields and everything. And then I heard that you hit one off the clock tower. You hit a home run off the clock tower. Tell me about that shot. Yeah. I mean, that's scary.
I just got some good contact. I was on time. I got a good pitch. And sometimes I just get a hold of the ball, and that's what happens.
I mean, that power, where does that come from, that power? You're not like a gigantic girl. I mean, where does it come from?
Yeah. I use a lot more of my legs. I emphasize on getting back on my load, and I'm definitely swinging at good pitches. And, you know, scary things can happen once you put all of that together and you just connect.
Yeah, Halloween weekend, and it got really spooky out there.
Yeah.
Jada, what are some of the other events that we can look to see you at this fall and winter? What do you guys have coming up where people can get a look at you?
I think this weekend, they're going to Houston. I think for like a bomber tournament or something like that, but I'll be at my, official. And then I think we go back to Houston that next following weekend. I don't know what the tournaments are called, but we go back to Houston next weekend. And we usually go to that Thanksgiving, California. I don't know what it's called. We usually go to that one during Thanksgiving.
Do you have pre-Thanksgiving one?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other question I have for you too, Jada, is, you know, playing with Team USA, the under-19 team this past summer, you guys won a gold medal at the World Cup, I believe. And then you played against the teams that might be going to the Olympics, right, at the International Cup. Is that correct?
Yes. When we went to Atlanta, Georgia, we got to play in the Women's International Cup, and we got to play the USA Women's team with Monica Abbott and all them. And we also got to play the Women's Japan and Chinese Taipei, and we ended up getting third. Which I'm pretty sure they told us that's like the highest seed that they've gotten for the U19 team.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was amazing.
You got to be thinking, you know, like, guess in the future, I mean, what are your hopes for, you know, Olympics in the future? I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I hope one day that'd be a dream come true to make that women's team, but, I'm just going to go one year at a time, just focus on the senior season and get myself to Oklahoma and build my brand, and hopefully one day I'll be blessed to make that team one day.
And Tiara, what do you think about that too? I mean, it's got to be exciting for everybody in softball to, you know, see the USA the Olympics next summer and, you know, to dream in the future, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. That is definitely one of my dreams, and it's super cool to actually know people who won gold medals like Zeta, and I think that it's become like an inspiration for all these young softball players today, so it's definitely one of my dreams.
Right on. And, you know, through the course of us doing the, you know, the Extra Elite 100 and the team rankings, we talked to a lot of people, and one coach who also has a daughter who is a fantastic player, and I'll leave her name out of it for right now, and his name, but he was saying that his daughter was one of the best in the nation, except for Tiara Jennings. She's better. And I was just wondering, you know, like, what your thoughts are when, you know, when you hear, you know, these kind of things, you know, a lot of players and coaches, you know, have a, hold you in high regard. I'm just wondering how you take that.
Oh yeah, I'm honored and blessed to have people talk about me like that, and it's just, you know, it's kind of cool to see, and I hope that I can slowly start making a name for myself when I start going to Oklahoma. But it's really cool. It's I can't really explain it. It's just a really good feeling to have, and it's just it's really cool.
And Jada, one more thing for you. The you know, we were talking to Bailey Dowling. She was talking about how it blew her away that little girls would come up to her when she was on Team USA, you know, and, you know, ask her for an autograph or that kind of thing. You know, how did you feel when those things were happening to you?
First of all, I like to say I absolutely love Bailey Downing. She's one of my best friends on that team. And, those little girls coming up to me, all I could think of was just building the game and getting more talk about it. And I enjoyed every second of it. And I just think it's important for us to be good role models for those who are younger than us. And hopefully one day softball will be big enough to where we're playing on a big stage like football or like basketball. And I think it's important for us to kind of give back to those who are younger.
Right on. Brent, get in there with a couple questions, man.
Well, you kind of stole my thunder because I had a question about being a role model. You know, both of you are incredibly articulate, well-spoken. You're looked upon. In fact, when we were doing research, one of the things that struck me is, and, you know, Jada, as what, for 5-6 years has been in the national spotlight, going back when she was with the DirecTV Genies and played in PGF. What were you – that was 12 and under, I believe, right, Jada? You guys,
yes, sir,
came so close to winning the national championship. I think it was 2014. But Tiara, mm-hmm. I talked to coaches and players, and one of the things we put in our write-up on you was Maya Bland had a comment that, you know, she looks up to you, you're an amazing role model to her. And Jada, I know you've been in the Team USA, but even before that, what does it mean? You guys even haven't graduated high school, yet you're already considered role models in your sport. That's got to be incredibly complimentary, but also somewhat of a pressure, I would think, that you have to uphold that standard. What do you think? And let's go Tiara first, and maybe Jada, you can chime in.
You know, I think it's kind of cool. When I was younger, I always looked up to the older girls, you know, like Alyssa Palomino, Amanda Lorenz. Those were my role models growing up. And I think they've set a good standard to always, you know, help the younger ones and try to get them to be better than you are now. And I think that's with Maya, she's gonna be a great player, and I just want her to get to be her best potential. And but it's just a really cool feeling to have in general. So I just gotta keep those younger ones up and coming, because knowing their talent, they're gonna be great too.
Awesome, Jada.
I'd have to agree with her. It's a great feeling coming off the field and seeing people kind of see your, I guess, kind of see your success and see how hard you worked. And yeah, it does bring pressure. You have to play great every game, and you just always know that someone's watching you, someone's looking up to you. So you must carry yourself to a higher standard than some people might not have to. And it's a great feeling. It warms my heart, and it makes me feel like I'm doing other more than just softball, and it's not just hitting a ball, or it's not just playing a game. Like, I'm actually impacting people that care about the sport as much as I do.
Well said.
Hey, so, you know, back on a slightly different topic, both of you girls are going to be playing, you know, in high school as well. And I'm wondering, Yari, for you, you won a CIF paddle with St. Anthony High. I believe it was your freshman year. Is that right?
Yes, freshman year.
Freshman year. And you guys still have some big time players on that team. How do you feel about St. Anthony's chances this spring? You know, what are you guys hoping to accomplish this year?
Oh, yeah, we have a really great squad. We have some freshmen coming up. Zeta Pruni's sister is a freshman, Janaya, and my sister is a freshman. So being to play with them is just so happy, and I'm so happy and can't wait to get started. But we are a pretty scary team for high school. We hope to win another CIF ring this year if everyone's just to stay healthy. And, you know, I'm just really excited to get things going.
And are you going to be doing some pitching in that, or what are you going to be doing for high school?
Not this year. Okay. I pitched my high school career, but yeah, I'm retired from pitching.
Okay.
I think I'll just stick to middle infield.
All right, and you still got Zeta in there too, right? Not just her little sister, Zeta's in there too.
Yes, we have Zeta in there. We have Tessa Malouzi's in there. We have some big players in that squad.
That's awesome. And Jada, what about the Colony? I know softball's big time in Texas. You know, how does the Colony, I like that their name is the Colony, not just Colony. How are you doing in Texas?
We did have a couple graduate. We had Carly Charles, she's now at Iowa State. She was our pitcher. And luckily for Tiara, she got to retire, but I think I'm going to have to start pitching this year.
All right.
I know. I might have to be pitching this year for our high school team, but we're just going to have to grind it out and just see what happens.
Did you hear that out of Oklahoma? I think I heard the whole Sooner staff going, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, no.
We do not want you pitching. That's funny. I think, what are your guys' thoughts on high school ball? You know, there's times where it's awesome because you build around the community, your high school, your friends. And at the same time, it can be a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Sticky, because the competition isn't there. You might pick up bad habits. It might be injuries. And I know you can't bag on high school ball, but what do you think transitioning from club to high school, then back from high school to club for next summer, how do you do that? And what are your thoughts on making it happen?
It is a little challenging. You might have a game to where you're not playing your full potential because it's the competition isn't as good as it is in the summer. But just, I guess, trying to focus on you and trying to keep in your fundamentals and trying to stay at your highest potential all the time. And it is fun. It's kind of relaxing sometimes, but it can get a little stressful because you just want everyone to be at that PGS type of competition. But you'll get a couple of people, especially in the DSW area, where you might be playing against Savannah Durocher, where she's committed to Kansas, and you'll get a couple, like a little competition, but yeah, just kind of trying to focus on yourself and stay within yourself.
Yeah, same thing. You know, high school is fun. The community is great. To represent your city is a really big deal, and that's one thing that I'm honored and blessed to do, but it is a little challenging. Like Jada said, you had to stay within yourself and play like it's a higher standard to, you know, stay like to fix your flaws, and you have to be kind of harder on yourself to not let you slack off in high school. But it is fun. It is fun playing with for our high school team.
Yeah, you know what, Tiara, I was at your guys' championship game, you know, your freshman year, and Morgan Smith was on that team. She pulled out the pinnacle in the Corona Angels.
Mm-hmm.
But man, for the St. Anthony community, they were loving you guys. They were going nuts. I don't ever want
anything. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was really cool. It's that Long Beach family and the Long Beach community is just awesome, and it's great. And I'm just excited. Hopefully we can run this year.
Right on. And here's a question for both of you. You know, what do you girls do when you're just trying to, you know, get away from softball, get away from school? You know, what are some things that you're, you know, interested in, or that, you know, you do on your off time? You know, let's start with Jada. You know, Jada, what do you do to, you know, to just cool out sometimes?
Well, I said a couple other sports that I play. I play volleyball, and I also run track. So that's kind of like my off little other sports that I play. me and my friends just like to hang out. Like we went to this haunted house the other day, and just doing little things that just normal teenagers get to do, because we're always so busy in the summer, so we miss a little, and like playing in the fall. We're gone on the weekends, so just hanging out with friends and just doing little things with them, like going shopping or just being a normal teenager sometimes.
And Tiari, how important is that for you too? I mean, you're in the same boat as Data. You guys are constantly playing sports and going to tournaments and traveling around the country. You know, what do you do to just cool out sometimes?
Yeah, same thing with Data. I hang out with a lot of my friends. I go to the beach, whether it's going to the beach and taking a walk, listening to music, kind of all the above. And just think, like Data said, being a normal teenager, sometimes those little things matter. And to get a breather and, you know, just live your life is just what I do on my free time.
What's the last movie you've seen?
Last movie I've seen. That's a hard one.
That seems to be a hard one.
I can't even remember.
Several ball players.
Yeah. I don't honestly, I don't really remember.
Come on, Jada, you got to have a good movie to recommend to your girls.
We went to go watch The Joker.
Ooh.
It just came out. Yeah, I think it might have been Halloween night that we went and watched it. It was maybe the day before. It might have been the day before we went to go watch The Joker, or maybe the day afterward.
That's scary.
But yeah, I like hanging out with my girls.
Brent, why don't you get in there, man?
Well, it's bizarre to say that Christmas is next month. We're that close, and Thanksgiving is in a matter of weeks. So where are you guys going to be for Thanksgiving? I think, Jada, you said you're going to the pre-Thanksgiving tournament. But what are you guys doing for the holidays in terms of Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all that? Will you be taking some downtime?
I've been asking my family for Christmas to take us on a trip somewhere. I like to go somewhere that's like on the beach. Like, I wish I lived in California. That's nice, just to walk about 2 miles down the road and there's a beach that you can just go to. Maybe my parents will schedule that for us to just go on a trip that doesn't have to involve softball, because most of our vacations are going to a tournament and maybe staying a day after or coming in the day before and kind of enjoying it. But just actually taking a real vacation with not softball in our itinerary.
Yeah, for me, my break is looking like no softball, hanging out with family. I like just staying home and relaxing for once with my family is what I'll be doing on my break.
Right on.
Well, like a good break.
That sounds really good. And girls, we really appreciate you coming in and being guests on the Extra Inning Softball Podcast. And good luck this season, and we'll see you on the dirt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, girls. So, Brent, two incredible young women and incredible athletes. Your thoughts on Jada and Tiara?
Yeah, as great as they are as softball players, they're equally as impressive as young women and young people. And you know, one of the perks of our job, I'm sure you'll agree, is when we get to deal with classy young people like this that just make you hopeful for our future. We have a chance as a society with the Tiaris and the Jadas. But, you know, they're the way they carry themselves. You know, I know Mike Stith couldn't say enough about Tiari, about who she is, her humility. And you can tell just hearing her, she's mature beyond her years. She's respected by her peers and teammates. Jada, same thing. You know, she's done it all. High school state championship, club championship with the Glory, played on the U19 team, Team USA, you know, won multiple tournaments. Just doing a lot of great stuff.
And the fact that Jada, you know, was on that under-19 team that won the, you know, the World Cup and then placed third on the International Cup as an under-19 team, that's phenomenal. If it were possible, they could have maybe qualified for the Olympics. I mean, it's crazy to think about that.
I think when the Olympic team came out, you know, when it was announced, you know, for 2020, a month or so ago,
yeah,
we looked at the 2028 team, and you could build a really good team. And obviously it's 8 years plus away, but when you got Montana Fouts and Megan Faramo and you know, other pitchers, Danielle Williams, young standout players, but then you have these two could really, and Bailey Dowling,
she's awesome, yeah, too. Yeah,
power hitter, you know, she'll probably have the all-time home run record in high school, not just for Illinois, which she already has, but you know, for the country. And it just, the future is bright with talent, and it's just unfortunate that there's going to be, the way it looks now, pretty likely a gap in 2024. You know, the Paris Olympics won't have softball, but hoping that 2028 it's back and that these young players are still in the game, keeping their skills up, and you know, that it's we want to see the sport grow. We want to, you know, our motto is we exist to grow the sport. And yeah, there, when you got great people like this, these young people, then it's really exciting that where it can end up going.
Yeah, when I hear Jada and Tiara talk, and they're not just thinking about, you know, this game today or tomorrow. They're thinking about the future. You know, they want to build sport, you know, and that's so important, man. I think all the girls listening, the way that Jada and Tiara talk, need to really take that to heart. It's like, if you want this sport to grow and be as big as, you know, football, baseball, whatever, you know, the excitement level of the sport is there. The game is there. You know, you just got to get the word out and promote the sport and be, you know, as enthusiastic as those two girls were. And there's a lot of players out there that are the same way, you know, that are looking to build the sport too. I think it's something that we're going to see a lot of in the coming years. Don't you think, Brent?
Yeah. I think if you look at the big picture of media, and we're in media, that content is king, and people are looking for good content. And what that means is they're looking for good stories, good people, good games, you know, it's something interesting to watch. And softball has shown, you know, I don't, we've talked about this, but I was at ESPN. When I was at ESPN, you know, earlier in this decade, softball, you know, women's college softball in the World Series would outdraw NHL hockey playoffs. It really is the fastest growing sport in many ways. And it's just a great TV sport. You got these happy, smiling athletes who enjoy what they're doing. And off the field, they're personable, as we talked about, articulate, good role model. And there's nothing about this sport that should set it back, other than, you know, it's the pro, there is not a viable pro league in the sense that it's, you know, thriving. And there's not really the opportunity post college for, you know, to make it a career unless you're teaching or doing something else. And there are many jobs in the sport. I don't want to say there aren't, but I my biggest frustration, and as I've been in the sport for, you know, coming up to 20 years, is just that there's not the progression from club to college to beyond. Where's it going to be? And we're hoping to see this sport grow. And that's one reason we're in this business, is we love softball and we love, yeah, the people that are involved in it. And I'm just hoping that someday, I was thinking, you know, when you write a story, you're always looking for a headline or an angle or something. And she's like Jada. Hopefully Jada can be like to the music world, like Elvis and Cher and Elton, you know, and Bono, that Jada, you know, Jenny in terms of Finch and Crystal and Bustos, that these players, Tiara can that be a one word name where it's instantly recognized, that these are the role models that should be out in front of the young girls and young guys in our athletic world, because they are great quality people, not just athletes.
I got to tell you, when I tell my nephews, when I go see their games, and I'm like, you know, you just came off the field and your uniform is way too clean. Let me show you how these girls play.
Yeah.
You know, they dive for every play. They're diving into everything, even if their entire all. It's not just stories off the field. It's their play on the field, too. It's amazing. You know, and it's something that, you know, guys can learn from. And, you know, if you take a step back and check it out, you'll see the fast pace of the game, the way they're playing hardcore the whole time. It's awesome. But anyways, let's get to you know, some of the other topics we wanted to touch on too. I mean, Brent, you know, I helped a little bit, but you went nuts on the 2020 Extra Elite 100 rankings. It's the final time we're going to rank the 2020 players. And the, you know, like we said, the top two were Jada Coleman, Tiara Jennings, and also Bailey Dowling. She was tied for second. She actually would have been on the podcast tonight, but she was just too busy. She couldn't do it. She's going to join us soon, I'm guessing, after she hits her record-breaking home run. That's what we're counting on. Brent, a question. You know, who are some of the players that made the jump in these final rankings and got onto the, you know, the final 2020 Extra Elite 100?
I would say two players that we've interviewed on our podcast, two pitchers on the same team that won the PGF 1800 Premier Nationals. And that would be Allison Royalty, and headed to Arizona State, and Riley White, headed to University of Texas after being originally committed to Tennessee. Reagan Krause probably made the biggest jump up into the top 10. We had a chance to see her, if you remember, at that very exciting game, pitching for the Bandits, where it literally came down to the last strike. And they were playing the very good Texas, the Jones team, the Bombers. Yep. And the thing that about Reagan is she didn't allow an earned run in 150 innings up until that championship game. I think the first run of PGF earned run that she gave up was in the third inning. So she made a big jump. And then, you know, Allison Royalty, wow, what a summer she had. And, you know, going back to them and or back to her and Riley White, Riley kind of got a little overshadowed, and she's one of the top two or three pitchers in the country. So, you know, overall, a very strong pitching class at the top, and same with infielders, middle infielders. We touched upon the three with Jada and Tiare and Bailey Dowling. First baseman that's outstanding is Avery Geltz, you know, going to Florida. You know, she plays for TJ, her father and Liz, her mom with the Mustangs, and they finished the top five. So just a very strong class overall at the top, and I think you're going to see some superstars out of this class before it's over.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to see you know, the senior class, you know, the 2020s perform at you know, all the big events coming up, you know, in the next year, you know, from PGF to Boulder to, you know, the TCS Nationals, USA Select. You know, there's going to be so many opportunities to see what these girls are going to be able to do. And you know, I think when you brought up Royalty and Riley White, they were the two that made the biggest jump to me. I mean, they were always good. I'm not saying they weren't, you know, on the radar, but wow, what they did at PGF last summer, that was phenomenal. I mean, the 1-2 punch, and they still have other pitchers there too. So, I mean, definitely players we're going to be keeping an eye on, and Reagan too, you know, over at the Beverly Bandits. That team primarily from the 16U team that won the national title at PGF this past summer. You know, they're going to have eight players up at 18U. And, you know, Bill Conroy's got that whole, you know, Mad Frankenstein thing going on. It's going to be an exciting team to watch.
Yeah, and we talked before about Maddie Penta. She's, you know, throws in the high 60s, the PA Chaos. She's headed to Auburn. And her teammate, I know we both saw a lot of her at PGF Nationals. That's Shelby Lowe, and future teammate is also going to Auburn. Got a great rise ball, the Birmingham Thunderbolts. And one I don't want to forget to mention, well, there's Sarah Willis. There's so many. Sarah Willis, you know, she can
hit.
Oh,
yeah.
She can
run hit, angels.
Going to Washington. Yeah, and you just wonder if she's going to be one of those, you know, Rachel Garcia types where her bat will be as impressive as her pitching. But another one that made a huge jump, I think, Alex Salter. You know, takes the Georgia Impact Lewis team to the finals. And I really, no one thought they would. I don't think Patrick Lewis expected him to get to the finals and play go as far as they did. But the redhead that's headed to Alabama, man, she was on fire and was very impressive and very competitive. So I think if you look at last year's freshman class, Ashley Rogers, we didn't mention Danielle Williams at Northwestern, and we mentioned Montana Fouts and Megan Framo, and just a lot of really good freshmen that came in and made a huge impact. And I could see a lot of these pitchers doing the same for their schools.
You know, I got a chance to see Danielle Williams a lot in high school. She would come from Northern California to Southern California to play in the Michelle Carew Classic. Like, you know, just a notch under travel ball. I mean, you know, all those teams are loaded with, you know, D1 prospects and everything. And Danielle was always, you know, fantastic at those events. And then I would see her in travel ball, and she was still really good, not as dominant. So I always wondered what would happen, and boom, she goes to Northwestern. She's an all Big Ten. I mean, just dominant pitcher. You know, it was so good to see what she did her freshman year at Northwestern. Very excited to see what she does, you know, this coming year.
Yeah, and off topic a little bit, but she played for her parents with the Sorcerer Gold team, and we're seeing, you know, some players like that. One of the things about Jada, we did an article earlier today, you know, 18 or 17 things you didn't know about Jada Williams. One of the things that we put in there is her parents are both coaches. Cedric coaches with the Texas Glory, and her mom Deanna coaches high school ball and helps out too. And so it's great when you see these softball families have the success at the next level, and there's many of them. We've mentioned the Geltzes down in Florida with Avery and her older sister, who's also now at Florida. But it's softball is a community. And Carlos, I want to throw this back at you. We had a tragedy this weekend in the softball family and softball community, and I know you did some research on it today, and maybe you could share a little bit about that. Our hearts and thoughts go out down the Texas way.
Yeah, it was really sad. This great little girl, Presley Mitchell, from the Texas Attitude 12U team. They were in a tournament this past weekend, and, you know, she's just this fun-loving, you know, great girl from everything I gathered, you know, reading about her and hearing about her on Facebook and everywhere. And, you know, she was just having fun like she does every weekend, you know, getting base hits, getting steals, running around the field. And she happened to collapse in the dugout, and they took her to the hospital, and she passed away. And it's just really sad that, you know, they're still trying to figure out what happened, you know, being examined by the doctors in that area. I believe it's Denison, Texas. But man, you know, so sad. You can read up on one of our stories later in extraingsoftball.com. You know, we'll have the information where you can donate if you wish to the family. But you know, like
it's on the site now. We'll put it up. So it's up.
Yeah.
And then thank you for doing the research. You did all the heavy lifting on the research.
School that she went to, you know, they all just wanted to show their solidarity with Presley. And so they said, hey, everybody wear your sports jersey to school today at school on Monday. Sorry, this will come out on Tuesday. But they had this great big photo of all the kids in the school that, you know, were wearing their sports jerseys. And, you know, just remember, you know, there's these things happen. We just got to stay together as a community. You know, the softball community sticks together, and that's what we're all about.
Well said. And, you know, sometimes when you have a huge community, it's like the military. When you got tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, there's going to be tragedies. And it's sad, but one of the great things about softball communities, we rally and we support, and, you know, we can do it sometimes through financial donations, or just sometimes it's just thoughts, best wishes, and prayers. So,
yeah, or even going on their Facebook page, like Brent said, and, you know, writing something nice and saying that you're praying for their family, that they would so appreciate it. So it's a really good thing to do. And I know all you girls and families out there are going to do it. So, you know, we appreciate you guys doing that.
Yeah.
So Brent, I think we've come to the end of our show here today, and make sure that everybody knows you can always go on extraingsoftball.com and get all of our player and team rankings and features and the amazing master verbal database that has, you know, all the college commitments from everybody in the country, from the Power 5 schools to the small schools. We get everybody. We cover everything softball. Any final pearls of wisdom, Brent?
Nah, happy holidays. It's crazy that we were before Halloween and we're already seeing stores decked out with Christmas decorations. So we're hitting the end of the year. Enjoy this time. Enjoy, you know, some softball while we got tournaments going on, and enjoy the time with family and friends. And we're going to have some fun over the next couple of weeks, you know, covering softball and doing stories and, you know, poignant stuff like the Presley Mitchell piece. And but just enjoy this time and take a few moments to thank those and express the love of those around you, because it goes fast.
Absolutely. And that, you know, you just brought up the Christmas stuff. By the way, before Halloween, Hallmark Channel was already doing Christmas movies. And I know this because my entire family loves Christmas movies. So we're already in Christmas spirit here. And, you know, like I said, follow me on Twitter at @Los_stuff. Follow Brent at @ExtraInningSB. And everybody in the softball nation, thanks for listening. God bless. And good night.